Katy Country 94 weather.
Farm Implement and Supply in Plainville and Colby is your one-stop destination for all your New Holland parts and service needs. Right now, they have an extensive inventory of New Holland used round balers. Call for pricing at 785-434-4824. From balers and hay equipment to tractors, combines, and disc mowers, Farm Implement Supply has a full line of New Holland new and used equipment to meet your every need. Financing available, let their experienced staff assist you in finding the perfect solutions tailored to your farm's requirements. Visit Farm Implement Supply in Plainville or Colby today.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. An excessive heat warning continues until 10 p.m. Thursday night. Mainly sunny this afternoon with highs around 102. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 78 tonight. Mainly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Highs level off around 102. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 98.
Kintu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Kintu Auto Repair today at 785-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Kintu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Over the past several years, staff with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have fielded an ever-increasing amount of public concerns regarding the use of trail or game cameras on public lands. Concerns cited by the public commonly included the ethics of fair chase, issues of theft, and privacy concerns. After much deliberation, including seven public meetings held over the course of 2 years, Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commissioners voted this year to prohibit trail cameras on department lands and waters, including walk-in hunting access and IWIHA properties, private lands leased by Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks for public hunting access. As the number of trail cameras on the landscape increased, so did the number of reports made by constituents citing camera theft and misuse, said Ryan Stuckey, the Public Lands Assistant Director of the Kansas Wildlife and Parks. There were also concerns about trail camera users disturbing wildlife with frequent visits to check on those cameras, end of quote. As a result, department staff and commissioners agreed the regulation change, which is now in effect, should state that no person shall place, maintain, or use a trail or game camera on department lands or use any images or video from a trail or game camera, including location, time, or date, for any purpose on Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks lands and waters. And the organization defines trail or game camera as any remote motion activated or infrared camera in which the shutter is activated by sound triggers, proximity sensation, radio transmitters, or a self timer built into the trail or game camera. While using images of wildlife produced by or transmitted from a satellite to aid in taking or locating wildlife on department lands and waters is prohibited, the use of mapping systems or programs remains a legal activity. For more information, full details about the regulation to that change and all with the Kansas Wildlife and Parks, you can go to our website, katycutch94.com. Read this story, and at the bottom is a link to learn more. Job opening to tell you about. Start a new career as an employee owner. Osborne Industries in Osborne is now hiring in all production areas, including molding and machine operators, finishing and assembly operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee owned, providing a one-of-a-kind wealth-building opportunity for employee owners to earn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits include new starting wages, six-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit-sharing bonus programs, and more. View complete job descriptions, apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers, or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Mitchell County Conservation District is hosting a farmer-to-farmer meeting coming up this Thursday, August 24th at 10 a.m. at the Mitchell County Historical Society Museum. Coffee and cinnamon rolls will be served, farmer-led discussion, as well as information on low-interest farm loans through FSA. Rain gauges will be available. For more information, call the Conservation District 738-5172, extension 3. The Alton Jubilee is coming up this Saturday from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. They'll be at the Front Porch Event Center there in Alton. The fun-filled day starts at breakfast at the Front Porch. Join them in Alton for 3D archery, a car and bike show, pie contest, parade, money dig, bike races, chicken rivalry, tractor pull, mud volleyball, cornhole tournament, and so much more. The Bull City Opera Company will present Grin and Gulch. The night will finish up with a street dance featuring Kill Creek Rising. And the Downs Golf Club is having a two-person scramble tournament this Sunday at 9 a.m., hosted by Knights of Columbus. For more information, contact Brady at 545-6183. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Fly ball, left center field.
Bryn Rooker had a brief stint with the Royals in 2022. Monday night, he gets the homer for the walk-off win. We'll have more on that coming up in this sportscast. We look at local sports, some changes to this week's local schedule. Also, a long winning streak in the preseason upended in the NFL. And a prominent college football coach has been suspended for the first three games of the season. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Local sports, the heat this week is becoming a factor in moving some of the scheduled events to start the varsity sports seasons. Originally, our first area event was slated to be the Osborne girls tennis team at Trigo on Thursday. That round robin event has been moved to Saturday in Waukini. As of now, the first events of the 2023 fall sports season will now be on Friday. Multiple NPL volleyball teams will open their seasons. A full look at the varsity schedules in the area can be found at nckssports.com. As heard at the beginning of the sportscast, despite finding back from a 4-2 deficit heading into the eighth inning to tie the game, the Royals suffered a 6-4 loss to the A's on a walk-off two-run homer by one-time Royal Brent Rooker in the bottom of the ninth. Royals took a 1-0 lead in the first on a sack fly by Freddie Fermin that scored MJ Melendez. However, the A's would score the next three runs. Bobby Witt Jr. homered for the 25th time this season in the sixth inning to get the Royals within 3-2, but the A's would add another in the bottom of the sixth to reclaim the two-run lead. RBIs for Michael Garcia and Michael Massey in the eighth tied the game at four, but the Royals were unable to score in the ninth. Dylan Coleman unable to record an out in the ninth as well, as he hit a batter to start the inning, and on just the fourth pitch of the inning, Rooker finished the game with the two-run homer. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on his choice of pitcher and Rooker's walk-off.
Dylan was coming in tied. Carlos was coming in with the lead. I did not go back and look at it yet, but looked like he was on it. I think it was a slider cutter. Put a good swing on it.
Royals are now 40-87, while the A's are still the worst team in baseball at 35-90. Game two of the three game set between the two teams at 8:40 tonight in Oakland.
Kick is good! And with 9 seconds left, the Commanders are on top by one.
Joey Sly hit the field goal, and the Commanders would go on to win over the Ravens 29-28 in the Monday night preseason contest. The significance: the win for Washington marked the first preseason loss for the Ravens since September 3rd of 2015. Baltimore had won 24 straight preseason games prior to the loss. The new active high mark for preseason wins now belongs to the Raiders, who have won six consecutive. Finally, in sports, starting the season number two in the AP and coaches rankings, the Michigan football team will be without head coach Jim Harbaugh for the first three games this season. The suspension stems from the alleged violations by Harbaugh during the COVID-19 dead period. Michigan AD Ward Manuel said in a statement, quote, "While the ongoing NCAA matter continues through the NCAA process, today's announcement is our way of addressing mistakes that our department has agreed to in an attempt to further the process," unquote. Harbaugh added, quote, "I will continue to do what I always tell our players and my kids at home, don't get bitter, get better," unquote. Michigan will announce the interim coach for the first three games of the season at a later date. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.